dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carl Anthony Towns wasn't great offensively, but he did have a pretty big play in overtime.
Brunson will make a move. On the fly, another mission. By Towns! Towns tips it in. Carl Anthony Towns with 14 points.
And that was Kevin Harlan on TNT. Reggie Miller there as well. That tip-in made it 108-102. 108-105 was the final score as the Knicks beat the Celtics in Game 1. A game that they trailed by 20 in the second, trailed by 20 with 6 minutes to go in the third. Here was head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a great team win. We started well, then we fell into a hole, then we fought our way out. And then we made tough plays down the stretch. I think that's huge for us.
Tough plays by Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby making big shot after big shot. Here was Jalen Brunson on Anunoby's performance.
Definitely sparked us, and just the way he's been playing, not just in the postseason, but all year. And, I mean, I have the utmost confidence in him every time he's up on the floor on both sides of the ball. So, it's what we expect.
And Anunoby had 29, as did Brunson. But as Josh Hart points out, we had to play an extra 5 minutes because of that Brunson guy.
Yeah, he should have won it in regulation.
Like I said, clutch player of the year for a reason.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Yeah,
play
I can't
well.
Believe that shot didn't go down.
Everything about it looks perfect.
I mean, it really was the perfect play. Towns had a great pass in that situation. He had all the room he needed to do what he needed to do. It just was, it just rimmed out. It's crazy.
Just didn't make it. Here was Tibbs again. This was on Bridges, who didn't score much, but made a lot of his TV is showing the play. It looks so good. Just doesn't go in. Bridges didn't score a lot, but he made a lot of winning plays.
Mikal came up with some big time rebounds in traffic and then the steal at the end. And so whatever we have to do to find a way to win, that's the most important thing. So don't get wrapped up in any personal dilemmas or anything like that. Put the team first and just find a way to win.
And Deuce McBride, by the way, 11 off the bench. As for Boston, the story now. 15 of 60 from three-point range. Jason Tatum, 4 of 15. Jaylen Brown, 1 for 10. Derek White, 5 of 16. Here was Tatum just hoisting up threes.
Yeah, probably some times that we settled, I think, for myself. Put more pressure on the rim, but you know, there's a lot of times we felt like we got some really, really good looks, and we just couldn't convert.
And so the Knicks take Game 1, Game 2 tomorrow night. You also had a road team win in the West. So last night, 2 nights ago, Indiana won in Cleveland. Knicks win in Boston last night. Then Denver goes into Oklahoma City. How about Jokic's night? 42 points, 22 rebounds, but it was Aaron Gordon with the biggest shot of all.
Rebound down to Christian Brown. You got to hurry. 8-7 seconds. Front court over to Westbrook. Left side, Gordon for the win. Yeah! 2.8 seconds left, coming back the other way. Williams from half court. Baked it, no good at the horn. And the Denver Nuggets shock the Oklahoma City Thunder in game number one.
That was Nuggets Radio.
That video looks like there. They're choking him at the end in celebration.
Yeah. Well, they were celebrating for sure. And Gordon finished with 22 points, hit a few threes, at 14 rebounds, 121-119. The final here was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Well, I guess we can't win them all.
We didn't expect our whole run to be sunshine and rainbows, and we know that. It's about how we respond, and there's nothing we can do about what just happened. So there's no point to have our head down or be sad about it or sulk about it. All we can do is be better for the next game, and that's what we're focused on.
And that'll be in Game 2. Tonight you've got Game 2 for the Pacers and the Cavs. Warriors and T-Wolves open up their Western Conference semifinal in Minnesota. All right, the baseball story now. Mets and Diamondbacks played late, so we will start with them. Pete Alonso with a mammoth home run in the fourth inning, and then in the seventh inning.
1-2 the count. Thompson sets. Pitch to Lindor. Swing and a high fly ball to right center
that
field. Carroll going back. He'll turn and just watch this one fly into the pool in right center field. A 3-run home run for Francisco Lindor. His 7th of the season. The Mets cash in and more. 5-1 New York in the seventh inning.
And that was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. They would have to hold on for a 5-4 win, but they did win the game. Tyrone Taylor, by the way, 2-for-3, a double, and a run scored. And Griffin Canning went 5. He allowed an unearned run. How about Griffin Canning? He's 5-1 with a 2.5 ERA.
Yeah.
If I would have told you before the season, one of these guys is going to have an ERA of 2.50 and the other guy is going to have an ERA of 10.1, one guy's Devin Williams and one guy's Griffin Canning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mess nuts for Devin Williams. There's no question about it. He's going through it and has been going through it. But as far as Griffin Canning is concerned, I mean, like, he doesn't go through five innings. I mean, that's it. He goes five and they get him out.
Yeah, but those five have been really good.
As a fifth starter, though, he's been better than
what you could have hoped for.
Here was Lindor in SNY on his home run.
I was just trying to get the job done that I didn't do earlier in the game. It went out. I wasn't trying to hit a home run. I was just trying to hit something on this side so I can get the guy at home, and then Soto comes in and do his stuff.
Right. Well, Soto did, by the way, hit a rocket of a double last night. Was also walked a couple of times early. We mentioned the Alonso home run. You think the Lindor shot is a big one. Alonso just crushed the ball to left. He's played and hit the ball great so far. How come?
To be honest, I just feel like I just leveled up my consistency as a I just feel like I've leveled up my consistency, and I want to continue to hold on to kind of the feels and the adjustments pitch to pitch and day to day.
Hanging on to the feels. You know what? It's working.
He's been, to his credit, he has been really consistent.
Phenomenal.
He's had a couple moments where he's missed out, but for the most part, I would say 75% he's come through. He's been big. He's playing for a huge contract, and man, there's no question that Soto has had an effect on this entire lineup. He may not be the guy that we know that he's going to eventually become again in this lineup, but you can't sit here and tell me that Lindor and Alonso have not benefited from his presence.
And how about your guy Francisco Alvarez throwing out the runner in the ninth inning, which was good to see.
Just can't hit.
No, but I mean, that was a big play.
Right now he can't hit.
Big play in that. Yes, fair enough. And also the three runs, they could have given up a grand slam there in the eighth. They didn't, and a base running gaffe by Josh Naylor, and the Mets come away with a win. So they are 23-13 on the season. You've got David Peterson and Zach Gallen tonight on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio, 940 first pitch again.